Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive of negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, a worried Shelley told Marla that Ignatius was in a critical state and had a 50-50 chance of survival. Divine and Ryan were with her at the hospital, and later Dinah and Marla. Paulette told Nurse Leah that Alexander was resisting following the diet, and she offered to get some recipes for Paulette to include more fruits and healthy foods in the meals. As we return, Coretta is at the Boston restaurant.
Coretta, it's really nice to see you come back from the dead.
Miss Lady, you really have people in Morondoy worried.
I know, Dinah. I okay, Goldman. But my main focus now is Ignatius. Thank God he's still in the land that he lives in. That we are grateful for. The doctor nearly frightened me when I been at the hospital there with Shelley.
So you gonna be all right?
We got to continue praying. The good thing is that he's not worse.
All we can do is hope and pray and let the medical people do their work.
If Ignatius dead, I ain't gonna be able to forgive myself.
What you got to do with it?
Oh.
It's me fault. It's all my fault.
Coretta, get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, lady, it was an accident. Is the truck run into Ignatius?
Yeah, but y'all don't understand. It's me coming for pick up. I's the one who call you and tell you for come and pick me up on the highway.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Plus, when he crash, I had you on the phone. I must be this tracky and this is how he crash. How am I gonna ever forgive myself if Ignatius dead? Oh, my good friend, who gave me a walk? What am I gonna do if he dead? Oh, Ignatius, sorry.
All right, come on, man, you gotta get a hold of yourself.
If I didn't call you for come and pick me up, you wanna be safe in my room die. It should have been me. I should have been the one on the hospital bed.
Look at them, got no way nobody could predict when an accident gonna happen. This is why we call it an accident. Come on, Coretta, you've been too hard on yourself.
I even tell you how I love you just before he crashed.
What?
Eh?
Not in a romantic way.
I just tell you I love you for being my good friend.
And it's first time you tell this man you love you?
Yes.
Well, that was a confusing Ignatius and make it lose his focus.
Look, Coretta, there's nobody to be blamed except the truck man who is speeding.
Shelly know about this?
No. Y'all is the only people I tell.
Shelly only know about this. All day Shelly hospital crying and she ain't eating. I feel so sorry for the girl.
I want to go to the hospital, but I'm frightened.
I don't think you should do that. You're the last person Shelly want to see there.
Ignatius would want me there though.
You sure it's just an ordinary friendship with you and Ignatius?
How you mean if I sure? You forget I is a married woman, Goldman?
Well, that is the thing. I looking out for me body, John.
Coretta, don't tell God out your thoughts and turn up at the hospital. I know what I'm telling you. You don't want to see Ignatius anyway.
But it's me farty in dead, I know.
Which is even worse. Don't let Shelly find out. And if the worst happened with Ignatius, better yet.
Dino, you think he can make it?
I don't know. The doctors tell Shelly she got to prepare for anything.
Ignatius, I'm sorry,
All right, Coretta, get a hold of yourself, woman.
Look, June coming there.
Good day, everyone.
Hi, June.
Morning, June.
Coretta, you okay?
She blaming herself for Ignatius' accident.
Why?
He's like, call here and tell him come pick me up on the highway. He was on the phone with me when he crashed.
Well, I really hope Ignatius pulls through.
We all hoping.
If Ignatius dead is me fault, blood will be on my hands. Be alone.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Hi, Dad. Mom.
Hi, June.
I'll be in the bedroom.
Mom, wait. I want to talk to you. Mom.
Give her some time.
That we don't have time? People are here today and gone tomorrow. Right now, Ignatius is fighting for his life.
Yes, I heard about the accident. I hope he survives.
I hope so too. Coretta is blaming herself because she is the one who called him and asked him to pick her up from the highway. It was on his way to her that he crashed.
Goodness!
I saw her early at Boston's restaurant. And she was in tears.
Just shows we should cherish every moment we have.
That's what I'm saying, Dad. That's why I want me and Mom to get past this.
Like I said, give her some time.
How you made out with a young woman last night?
Oh, she was so polite. She came on time and offered to help us before bed.
I'm just glad someone is here with you at night.
Thank you, June. I must admit, I do feel safer with her being here.
Mom hasn't given her a hard time, did she?
Lucy has barely said two words to the young lady. I am the one who is doing all the talking.
Oh gosh. I hope she does not chase the young woman off the job.
I do believe that that is her intention.
Well, I won't let that happen. I'm going to speak with her.
Good luck.
Coretta?
Goldman?
I hope I didn't wake you.
I try to sleep when I come home, but I wake up a while now and just staring at the ceiling.
Alright. Come by the door and collect this thing. Dinah sent some food for you.
Coming now, man. I lie down with a headache.
Alright. Coretta, Dinah a little worried about you since you left the restaurant this morning.
Me want nobody worried about me too much. I gonna be fine.
Alright, Coretta. I know you're a strong woman.
I don't know how strong I'm strong right now, Goldman. I just wish John be home.
Look, for the time being, you got me and Dinah for half your little support, alright?
Thank y'all.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna run out here. I left any food here, right?
You hear anything else about Ignatius?
No updates.
I think I should call Shelly.
I won't advise you to do that.
You could tell Dinah call she for me?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Thanks.
You sure you're gonna be all right here alone?
Me mind if you stay a little bit here with me?
I ain't think so, man. I gotta go and buy two lotto tickets.
Buy the aluminium for me now. I could pass by later and collect it if you can't come back.
All right, I'm gonna do that for you.
Thanks.
Don't be afraid to ask me and Dinah for any help, Coretta. We're here for you, okay?
Thanks, Goldman.
Mom, I don't know how many times I must tell you how sorry I am.
June, you don't know how deeply you hurt me. To think that my own daughter could have done something like this to me.
It wasn't my intention to hurt you like that, you know, Mom. I only wanted to protect you.
You can't protect me by hurting me.
I know that.
You know what it's like to live most of your life in your own home, and then suddenly somebody's telling you you're too old to do it alone, making you feel useless.
Okay.
I know that a time will come when I will no longer be here, June. And maybe I have become a little forgetful, but not to the point where I need to be babysat.
I'm sorry.
I can still cook, clean my home, look after my plants. You did not consider the effects this would have on my mental health.
You're right, Mom. All I saw was a problem, and I was desperate to solve it.
It seems like people hardly consider the mental health of senior citizens. No one really thinks how sometimes we may feel sad or lonely when we look back on our lives.
Oh, Mom.
Life is so short, June. 1 minute, you're 25 and getting married to the man of your dreams. And then, like a fleeting wind, before you know it all, you're looking at the wrinkled face in the mirror.
I never thought about it like that. I mean, I can only reflect on my youth and how quickly the time passes.
You think it didn't frighten me when I found out that pot was on the stove? It did. But who listens to a woman who has always been strong and thinks she must be strong despite whatever the circumstances?
I am listening to you, Mom.
I wish you had listened sooner before this whole debacle of taking my plants.
I'm sorry.
June, I don't know how much time I have left on this earth. But what I know is that the time I have left, I want it to be comfortable. I want to be happy. I want to spend my time with my family. I want to feel your love around me.
Okay, Mom.
I don't want to be treated like a child.
Okay. I hear you and I will respect your wishes, all right? I think we reached a good compromise with the girl staying here in the nights with you and Dad.
She seems like a fine young woman. Well-mannered.
Good.
I don't mind her.
Oh, Mom, I'm so happy to hear you say that.
And I suppose I should say thank you for caring so much.
I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too, Jean.
Hello? Shelly Scoretta. I just called to find out how Ignatius doing. Oh, Shelly. I know me, you don't agree, but please. I need to tell you something. It was me. Ignatius was coming to pick me up on the highway when he crashed. It's all my fault. I'm sorry. Hello? Hello? Shelly? Lord have mercy! I'm calling on you tonight, please! Save Ignatius' life, please!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
The killing of another woman.
How many more rapes, beatings, and killings must women endure? It's time for zero tolerance to gender-based violence. We shall no longer tolerate any form of violence against women and girls. And as a society, we pledge to create an environment in which they can lead safe and healthy lives. We call on our national and community leaders to stand firmly against gender-based violence and commit to mobilizing needed resources. Laws against violence to women and girls must be strengthened and implemented as we work together to provide free legal aid, shelters, counseling, and medical services for survivors. Say violence against women no more. Call the Domestic Violence Helpline 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and knives and let we stop wasting precious time.